and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In last Sunday's Gospel reading, Jesus underlined the three important elements of discipleship. Remember when he said, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, carry your cross, follow me. Now in this Sunday's Gospel reading, Jesus takes up the third element of what is involved in following him. For to follow Jesus as a disciple involves living out our life according to his teachings and example, whether we live our life in our own family, in our larger church family, or in our larger community or society. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches how to live and to relate with one another. Yet Jesus singled out the question of how to handle conflicts, personal, family, church, and social relationships. Jesus starts on the interpersonal level by saying, if your brother or sister sins against you, what do you do? For Jesus, he says, take the initiative. Go and tell his fault or her fault, just between the two of you. We do not wait for the other person to come to us. We go to the person who hurt us to tell them how they hurt us. The goal is forgiveness and reconciliation, not revenge or contempt. This is not easy, but this is the thing to do. And according to Jesus, you shall have won your brother or your sister. However, if your brother will not listen, Jesus continues, call in two or three witnesses. Let your witnesses confirm the heart. Let witnesses testify to the hurt. It will bring awareness of painful behavior. Now, if nothing happens, he says, tell it to the church. Now the church can refer to the local congregation. What happens if nothing happens? Jesus says, and treat him as you would a Gentile. You know, at first glance, this seems very harsh and punitive. But differently, if we look at how Jesus treated Gentiles and tax collectors. If you remember well, Jesus invited these people to a changed life. Remember the day that Jesus stopped and asked water for a drink of water. Man was surprised and asked why a Jew like Jesus, woman, and a Samaritan, a Gentile, for water. As the story went, she was not just Gentile, but also Samaritan, an enemy. And not only a woman who is not Jewish, but a sinful woman. What does Jesus do? He tells, I will give you the gift of living water, that if you drink this, you'll never be thirsty again. Jesus offered her a new life. Or take the stories of the tax collectors, Matthew and Zacchaeus. Remember that tax collectors were nasty people. They were cheats. No one liked tax collectors. And how did Jesus treat the tax collectors? Remember how he called Zacchaeus to get down from the tree. For he said, "Come down from the tree, Zacchaeus, because I'm going to your house. I'm going to visit you." And remember Matthew. Matthew was sitting on the tax collector's table. And he called them, "Come, follow me." And both were called to a change of life, to a new life. This is what Jesus would have us to do. What we could not bring about in terms of forgiveness and reconciliation, then we have to engage in harder and more committed action. Work for the other's conversion. For the others' change of life. Now, how do we apply these difficult gospel lessons? I propose to our consideration that St. Paul in your Lutheran, you go. With you. Read that portion where Paul says in times of conflict, personal and familial, and social conflicts, remember these things. Remember that Jesus always says forgiveness and reconciliation, not revenge and contempt. And in that second reading, St. Paul tells us in verse 17, "Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome, but overcome evil with good." Additionally, if all interventions fall and fail, St. Paul is the Gentile and collector treatment in the terms. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight." Ultimately, the goal is a person to a new life. So I would like you to go back to these readings, or especially in times when you do not know what to do with some of your relationships. Because this is how we grow in discipleship. This is how we live our lives today as followers of Christ, particularly in situations of conflicts, disagreements, and misunderstandings. Gospel.